The head of post-surveillance unit of the Foods and Drugs Authority, Saka Collins, has denied allegations that it is witch-hunting Tobinco Pharmaceutical so as to give their competitors undue advantage. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Collins said per the laws of the country, all products entering the country must be tested before they are administered to the public. He said the FDA will continue to bring to book any group or individual who flouts the rules governing the importation and sale of drugs. Mr. Collins added that the FDA is doing nothing untoward, but rather adhering to the laws in order not to endanger the lives of Ghanaians.
First of all, what Ghanaians need to know that pharmaceutical products are not ordinary articles of commerce. They are not like a t-shirt that you buy and if it doesn't fit, you just go back to the market and then change. And he's talking about testing, FDA has to test. The first point is that, could you imagine if the Food and Drugs Authority said people should import products onto the Ghanaian market without getting it duly registered and we just go and pick the product and then analyze them in the laboratory? Do you know what would have happened in this country? In the first place, laboratory analysis is one aspect which actually guarantees products whether they actually met the various specific standards that you said you are using to manufacture the product. Mm. But laboratory analysis actually cannot guarantee the quality of the product.
How?
That is why we have what we call good manufacturing practices, GMP. Good manufacturing practices involves documentation, your in-process checks, your various laboratory analysis that you've done, the various standards that you use in terms of manufacturing the products, all these things will come together for you to have a dossier. And then the laws of Ghana say that products are supposed to be duly registered before they will be offered for sale to the consumer. Now, what we are talking here is the fact that Tobinco Pharmaceuticals Limited has imported products onto the Ghanaian market which are not duly registered. We do what is called batch-to-batch analysis. We sample products, we first of all put the product under detention, sample it, analyze it in the laboratory before we declare. These are products that if we joke with, we are going to endanger the life of Ghanaians.
You heard the head of post-surveillance unit of FDA, Isaka Collins. Meanwhile, Tobinco Pharmaceutical Company Limited has dissociated itself from importing fake anti-malaria drugs. At a news conference in Accra, the company said the recent accusation arose because of a delayed action on its part with regard to registration and had nothing to do with the integrity of the company's products. Abraham Donko and Salome Idumenta were there.
Flanked by some members of management, a senior communications officer of Tobinco Pharmaceuticals, Dr. Peter Tobin, explained that its CEO and that of Bliss GVS were made to sign some letters alluding to the importation of fake drugs under duress while in BNI custody. He further stated that the Food and Drugs Authority has not produced any scientific proof that Tobinco's drugs are fake. Dr. Tobin emphasized that the FDA's assertion is based on non-registration of the drugs in contention that is G-Sonate Plus, a situation he partially attributed to a delay on the part of the regulator.
What has led to the recent state of affairs about registration of products for the Food and Drug Authority is a misjudgment and delay action on our part. In other words, we admit there is a delayed action on our part. And has nothing to do with the integrity of our products. A penalty imposed by the authority in connection with the registration issues has been duly that the issues have been as follows. The first issue is there was an apology letter. The letter came about through the insistence of Dr. Stephen Otuni that the CEOs of Tobinco and Bliss GVS Pharma should write a letter apologizing for bringing in medicinal products without registration. While they were on their way to prepare the letter and seek legal advice, they were abducted and taken to the BNI office. Dr. Sibino Police sent his officers to insist that an additional statement, quote, "I sincerely apologize for importing fake disease class anti-malaria into the country," unquote, must be included.
Dr. Tobin said 18 of 8 drugs sent to the FDA for testing since 2008 have not yet been tested. He said the blacklisting and banning of the company's products and other imports are illegal. This is because it is only the health minister that has the power to take such action based on executive instrument. The company is therefore appealing to President Mahama to intervene in the impasse in order not to deny millions of Ghanaians quality and affordable drugs.
Abraham Donkwa and Salome Dumensa filed that report.